Welcome back to Exploring America State by State. After the Speedway Thunder and Covered Bridges of Indiana, today we're heading into Kentucky, a state that somehow manages to be both refined and rugged at the exact same time. Kentucky is known as the Bluegrass State, named for the distinctive grass that carpets its rolling horse country, and it produces roughly 95% of the world's bourbon right within its borders, a fact locals bring up with real pride. This is also the home of the Kentucky Derby, the longest cave system on the entire planet, and a genuine bluegrass music tradition rooted deep in Appalachian tradition. Kentucky blends horse farms, mountain wilderness, and small distillery towns into one surprisingly rich road trip that rewards slowing down and staying a while. The Bourbon Trail winds through the rolling bluegrass region around Lexington and Bardstown, passing white-fenced horse farms and historic distilleries at nearly every turn of the road. The Red River Gorge Scenic Byway climbs through dramatic sandstone cliffs and natural arches in the Daniel Boone National Forest, some of the most striking rock formations in the eastern United States. Kentucky's Country Music Highway, US 23, traces the eastern part of the state through the birthplace towns of several legendary musicians, and the roads around Cumberland Gap wind through the historic Mountain Pass, where pioneers first crossed into the western frontier centuries ago. Cumberland Falls, sometimes called the Niagara of the South, is one of the only places in the Western Hemisphere where you can regularly see a moonbow, a rainbow formed by moonlight, during certain nights around the full moon. Big Bone. Lick State Park preserves ancient fossil beds where prehistoric animals once gathered around natural salt springs thousands of years ago. Land between the lakes offers a massive stretch of protected wilderness sandwiched between two enormous reservoirs, with hiking and wildlife most travelers never expect from Kentucky. And Red River Gorge's Natural Bridge, a massive sandstone arch reachable by trail or scenic chairlift, remains one of the most photographed spots in the entire region. Mammoth Cave National Park protects the longest known cave system on the entire planet, with more than 400 miles of mapped passageways and tours ranging from easy walks to genuine crawling adventures underground. Churchill Downs in Louisville hosts the Kentucky Derby every May, and even outside race day, the museum and track tours offer real insight into America's most famous horse race. The Kentucky Bourbon Trail connects distilleries across the state, letting you sample and tour the entire production process from grain to bottle firsthand. And the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington celebrates the state's deep equestrian culture with working farms, museums, and daily horse demonstrations for visitors of every age. A few things worth knowing. Bourbon gift shops near Louisville's tourist core sometimes charge noticeably more than the actual distillery gift shops themselves. So, save your bottle purchases for the source. Derby Week brings genuinely inflated hotel prices across Louisville, so booking months ahead or visiting during a quieter racing weekend saves real money. And some distillery tour combo packages bundle experiences you can easily book separately for less. So, compare prices carefully before committing to the biggest package offered. Kentucky's western and central regions offer easy RV travel along I-64, I-65, and I-75, wide interstates connecting Louisville, Lexington, and the Bourbon Trail region comfortably. Eastern Kentucky's mountain roads through Appalachian coal country are considerably more winding and narrow, so plan extra time and check your rig's capabilities before heading into that part of the state. The bluegrass region itself is flat, scenic, and genuinely enjoyable driving for a larger vehicle of any size. For paid camping, Mammoth Cave National Park offers a well-maintained campground right above the cave system, putting you close to trailheads and tour departure points. Cumberland Falls State Resort Park provides a scenic campground near the falls themselves, with a real chance at catching that moonbow on the right night of the month. For free or low-cost camping, the Daniel Boone National Forest allows dispersed camping across large sections of public land in the eastern mountains, a genuinely generous free camping option, though specific rules vary by district and should be checked ahead of time. Louisville's downtown hotels put you within walking distance of the Bourbon District and the riverfront, a great home base outside of Derby Week specifically. Cumberland Falls State Resort Park operates its own historic lodge right above the falls, an unbeatable location for catching sunset or moonrise over the water. And Bourbon Country's boutique inns around Bardstown offer a quieter, distillery-surrounded stay with genuinely excellent regional cooking just down the road. Kentucky has genuinely limited rail service, with Amtrak's Cardinal Line only touching the state briefly, so a personal vehicle or RV is by far the most practical way to explore. Louisville and Lexington both have local bus systems covering their downtown cores reasonably well for visitors basing themselves there. Beyond those two cities, expect to drive between destinations, which honestly suits the state's scenic backroads, and Bourbon Trail stops perfectly well. Kentucky's food culture carries real Southern pride. The hot brown, an open-faced turkey sandwich smothered in Mornay sauce and baked until bubbling, was invented in Louisville and remains a beloved regional classic to this day. Kentucky Fried Chicken has deep roots here, with the original Sanders Cafe still standing in Corbin as a genuine piece of fast food history. Bourbon balls, a rich chocolate candy spiked with the state's signature spirit, show up at nearly every holiday gathering across Kentucky. And burgoo, a slow-simmered meat and vegetable stew, remains a beloved regional comfort food at fairs and family gatherings throughout the state. Tour a working bourbon distillery along the Bourbon Trail and sample the entire aging process from barrel to bottle firsthand. Take a wild cave tour deep into Mammoth Cave, crawling through passages far beyond the standard walking routes for those wanting a real adventure underground. Catch live bluegrass music at Renfro Valley, a genuine slice of Appalachian musical tradition performed the same way for generations. And time your visit to Cumberland Falls around the full moon for a real shot at witnessing the rare moonbow phenomenon in person. Summer brings ideal hiking and climbing weather to Red River Gorge, with warm days perfect for exploring the natural arches and cliff lines. Mammoth Cave stays a cool, constant temperature underground year-round, making it a genuinely refreshing summer stop, regardless of the heat outside. And while the Kentucky Derby falls in early May, summer still brings plenty of horse racing and bourbon festival activity across the bluegrass region. Kentucky runs genuinely affordable outside of Derby Week, with hearty meals often costing well under $15 and camping running $20 to $35 a night at most state parks. Bourbon Trail tours and tastings add a real cost worth budgeting separately, since those experiences can add up quickly across multiple distilleries in a single day. Overall, Kentucky delivers strong value for a genuinely rich road trip experience. Cell coverage is strong along the interstates and throughout Louisville and Lexington, with reliable signal for navigation and streaming in most populated areas of the state. Coverage drops noticeably in the more remote Appalachian stretches of eastern Kentucky and deep inside Red River Gorge, so download offline maps before heading into those quieter mountain regions. That's Kentucky, a state holding bourbon, horse country, and the longest cave system on Earth, all inside one genuinely rich set of borders. Next time, we're heading into Tennessee, a state of Smoky Mountain wilderness, honky-tonk music, and a barbecue tradition that runs as deep as the whiskey. Pack the cooler, and I'll see you there.